This is fun to be back in the saddle.
It sure is.
Back in the saddle again. I feel like, is that a song?
That is a song. I like that you put it. I like that you put it to the opening of Full House. That's what you'd sang that to. or it was Golden Girls.
Thank you for being.
Yeah, it was Golden Girls. Yeah.
Back in the saddle again.
Yeah, that's
And episode start.
Yes.
Welcome to Whiskey Bits
with Matt and Phil,
where we talk all things whiskey
and all things comedy.
So what do we got today?
We are drinking one of my go-tos, one of my favorites. It's the Four Roses Single Barrel. And I love the bottle.
Because we were just talking about it beforehand.
Really great.
I really like the bottle.
Presentation on this bottle. So this Four Roses Single Barrel, so it's a Kentucky whiskey. And the Four Roses Distillery is down in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky.
Okay.
And so this is a single barrel offering that they have. It comes in at 100 proof. So it's enough kick.
But it's not necessarily bonded.
It's definitely not bottled and bond.
Okay. Yeah.
But it is bourbon. So it did see the inside of a brand new oak barrel.
Okay.
Nothing but water was added to get it down to 100 proof.
Right.
Which,
what else would they add to proof it down?
Well, you could add other liquids that may have flavoring or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, and that's where you get some of the finished whiskeys or some of these other whiskeys that have peanut butter whiskey.
They just drop peanut butter in it?
I mean, how else are you going to get that peanut butter
just
flavor?
Like some Jif, yeah. Somebody bring the Jif, get the Jif.
Get the, yeah,
bring. You want crunchy? Or smooth.
Yeah, I think
smooth, please. Amateur.
Crunchy.
Idiot.
Crunchy peanut butter whiskey.
Can you imagine?
It'd be terrible.
That mouth chew thing. I'd be actually chewing.
You'd need floss after.
Yeah.
After drinking that.
Yeah, you don't want to have to floss after you.
Yeah, so you can add other stuff to it, but you can't call it bourbon if you add anything but water.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is a 100 proofer, and it's just a really solid. It's also easy to find.
I love the color.
Mm-hmm.
It almost has a reddish tone, mm-hmm. which kind of goes with the Four Roses.
Because right.
Roses, didn't know if you know, are red.
Yeah.
Also come in different colors.
Right, right.
But these ones on the label are red. That's a little
Brian Regan.
The big yellow one is the sun. I love that joke. That is so funny.
It's a good joke.
Yeah, I love the bottle. Mm-hmm. I like that it's like tapered up. But yeah, and is it corked?
It's a cork.
Let's listen to it. Oh. Oh, that wasn't as good.
That's nice. It's nice.
Here.
But it's got a wood top on the cork. It has leather look, sticker there at the top as well. Mm-hmm. They make some other, expressions, if you will, that are really tasty. There's some different, they have a ton of different recipes that they put in.
Very sweet.
Yeah, and so you can find some of those. I have a couple of those private selection, and they actually have a leather collar around the top.
Nice.
So yeah, it's a nice. It's
I feel
a
like
nice.
Binny's
great,
had a
great presentation here.
They had a private selection at Binny's, like a Binny's Select or something.
They did. They had a private selection that was a Binny's pick. That was that was pretty good. But this one, right around $50 around here, and you can pretty much always find it.
Yeah,
I've
seen the Four Roses a lot, and I've always just looked at it and been like, I feel like it reminds me of something else, and I'm like, I don't know if it's going to be good, but again, I'm like judging it by the label, but I like the label, so I've always wanted to try it. I don't know, that story made no sense.
No, I love that.
You loved it.
I love the story.
It was a good story?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'd love to hear it again because I wasn't really listening.
Good. Nah, it's not worth it.
Yeah, okay.
No, I've always wanted to try it. And I feel like it's because I've heard of the brand for so long that I thought, oh, is this like a Jack Daniels or something where, everyone's had it? And even Jack, it's like there's surprising ones with that you've shown me, where it's like, oh, it's even though it's a well-known brand, it hasn't necessarily, for lack of a better term, sold out. you know, they have offerings that are
yeah
more eloquent, I guess you could say.
Yeah, we can talk about Jack Daniels at some
point.
Jack
Daniels
there's a lot of really good
tomorrow
stuff. But I don't want to get distracted because I really want to stick with the Four Roses. This single barrel, I've only had one bottle where I was just not happy with the way that it tasted.
Oh, and I thought it was like you had a bottle and you're like, I'm just not happy today. But you meant you weren't happy with
the... I wasn't happy with the bottle. And so I once tried a Four Roses small batch thinking that you take a single barrel and you put it with a bunch of other single barrels and... You get a small batch.
They all mingle together, and they're like, hey, this is like a party in a barrel.
And I thought it would be really good. And those wasn't. Things are like $25, and it was terrible.
Really?
I mean, it wasn't... Look, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't my cup of tea.
I was like, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to our faithful listeners.
The faith? You mean all your friends?
All my friends.
All right, let's do this.
Okay.
It smells really sweet.
Yeah.
I like the smell.
I love the smell. I love the taste. I think everything about it's pretty enjoyable. And
I flossed before this with non-flavored floss.
Okay.
I did not eat any sour candies or anything that would mess my palate up.
Barbecue chips.
Didn't do that. I had a Key Lime LaCroix.
Yeah, that tastes just, like, you know,
it's
essence
like,
of key lime.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Just I wanted a clean palate.
Oh, that's a good one.
I feel like a couple times ago.
Yeah.
All right, let's try it.
Yeah, that's good. Down the hatch, as they say.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah.
Very smooth.
Yep. And at 100 proof, it's not overpowering.
It's not overpowering. I mean, maybe it's because the first sip I've had, you know, all day, but
yeah,
that first sip is always the warmest, I feel like.
Yeah, good call.
But it yeah, just very light, smooth.
Right.
I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, yeah. I do
get... I feel like you're looking at me. You did this squint. Yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah, light, smooth. Those are ways that we describe whiskey.
It's wet.
It tastes kind of wet.
I thought we weren't going to do that anymore.
I know. I can't help it. It's my go-to sound.
It's a really good one.
I like it.
Maybe you could eat a banana next episode.
Maybe I will. What does that even mean? Moving on from whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's not like a banana flavor to this, but now that you said banana,
it
influenced the way I was tasting it.
It's okay. So there are...
But it has a sweetness.
Yeah, there are some whiskeys that have that sort of banana-y taste.
Yeah.
It's not really like it tastes like banana,
right?
But there's like the bad part of a banana. Like, you know the banana rinds or whatever you call that stuff that kind of sticks to the inside of the peel?
Oh, sure.
I don't know, the stringy stuff.
The stringy stuff. Yeah.
It doesn't taste very good, right? Compared to the banana.
Or if you were to, I don't like buy them at the store and like eat them like, you know, like for a snack or anything.
The insides of the banana things, themselves.
Yeah. But what you're about to say
is that they don't taste very good.
But this
occasionally you open up a bottle of whiskey and you pour a glass, and that's what you taste, is that sort of like banana type of taste to it. And there's a chemical that gets released, and so that's it's not necessarily intended because it's not necessarily pleasurable, but
right.
There are definitely some notes of like of caramelized banana.
Yeah, I was gonna
which
say,
which is definitely in there.
Yes.
that is pretty good.
The you know, when if you let a banana sit out, it starts to bruise a little bit.
Yeah,
but like not fully bruised.
Uh-huh.
Just like slightly bruised,
a little bit brown.
Like your kids will still eat it brown, kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it reminds me of. Like
yeah.
It's sweet,
the sweet part.
Yeah, caramel is a good way to. I would say caramel banana is kind of what I'm getting.
Yeah, and when you get caramel banana, that tends to be the banana's foster, right?
I didn't even think about that.
Because it's just caramelized sugar and bananas.
Yes,
and heated up.
And, yeah. Yeah.
Delicious, right?
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of that in here.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, as with every whiskey, you're going to get vanilla and, you know, sort of that.
I see. I've had a hard time. Maybe this one I could kind of taste it. I've had a hard time really. Like, there's been a few we've tried where you said vanilla, and I'm like, I'm not really getting the.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I need to go like taste some vanilla to remember what it tastes like.
Yeah, or just light a vanilla candle. Oh, not a candle guy?
Serenity by Jan Vanilla. was an office joke for those of you that haven't seen The Office.
Yeah. If you've lived under a rock for the last 15 to 20 years, didn't have a Netflix account, potentially wouldn't be familiar with Serenity by Jan.
Very good, though.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm glad you like that. That one hit me. Because I did the Chew, Kentucky
the,
Chew.
The Kentucky Chew.
I did the Kentucky mm-hmm. Chew.
Yeah.
I do. I think one of my favorite ways to try it is the way you first showed me, where you let it just kind of like hit the tip of your tongue
mm-hmm.
and just kind of slowly soak in.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where I get a lot of the, like I get a lot of the unique flavors in that way for me.
Yep. Yeah. No, that's great. That's great. I love it. Now you'll see why. Now you see why I was excited about this one for tonight. Is,
yes.
Is because it's really good. It's solid. You can find it anywhere. Just about anywhere.
Yeah. I've seen it in a lot of places. So what would be a like same quality, but like the unique? Would that be the select, like Benny's Pick?
Yeah, those private selects, and they have letters, and there is, I think there's literally 12 or 15 different letter combinations.
Okay.
And so if you asked me to recite them all, I couldn't. But I have one at home that's like an OESV or an okay. OESB or something like that.
I've seen that. I saw that on one of them.
I think I thought about bringing
it. Send it to you.
Okay, yeah. I thought about bringing that this time. And let's just go to the classic.
Well, and I think it's good to start here, and then mm-hmm. we can kind of see, like, how do they differ?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that's what I think is the most fascinating thing about these whiskeys and bourbons and all that is the way you can take the same mash and change the outcome based on where it's stored or how long it's aged or what it's aged in or how it's, you know, proofed down or whatever.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
Yeah.
Really good.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. You want to talk about the joke thing I have?
Yeah.
Because it kind of plays into this.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like, when I was at Benny's... So, the joke is... That I'm trying to work on now, and it's totally true about me, is I'm an easy sell.
Mm.
Like I'm the guy that sees the infomercial and buys like 10 of them, right? Like yes. I'm so easy to sell to. Mm. It's almost a joke. Like you could just say to me, Matt, like you need this, and I'd be like, cool, sold, done. Yeah. I didn't even really look at it, didn't research it. Like I'm because I think it's like. I like to be sold to because when you're being sold to, there's like that they like you. Mm. Like they're like your friend for that minute, you know. Mm-hmm. And then when you say yes, they're like your best friend. Mm-hmm. I'm so insecure. I was just thinking, wow, this is hitting deep. I got some things I got to work on. No, yeah, but seriously, like I'm an easy sell.
Yeah.
And like, and then I was like, I was recording it in my phone, like, if I have a joke, I think of something, I'll like record it on my phone. And I just mm-hmm. randomly was like, I'm just going to improv for like a minute and just see what happens.
Yeah.
And so what I came up with was, I'm an easy sell. You know, if you're like, hey, like this, you need this. I'm like, yes, I do. Yes, absolutely. I need it. I will mm-hmm. take 10 of them. And they're like, but I'm like, you could just as easily sell me something by telling me I need it just as easily if you said I don't need it. Because I'll go, that's where you're wrong. I think I do need it. Like, the reverse psychology also works on me when it comes to selling stuff.
Yeah.
So no matter what you say, I'm going to buy it.
Oh.
And it doesn't matter what it is. And so I bought 10 of them. Well, sir, that's a vegetable peeler. You don't need... No one needs 10. Well, I do. I need 12. One for every month.
Yeah, I want
so,
them.
Yeah, I want... Give them to me. Yeah. So that's a problem, though.
Do you have an example of a time where you have bought something...
Every time I see anything, like, I don't know, it's just, people love to shop. Like, we're in this age of, like, you get a package, of Amazon package on your front, you know, front steps, for those of us that have front steps, and, I don't know, maybe you just have a flat house.
Yeah.
Maybe your house doesn't have a step, you just walk right in.
I can't even imagine living in a house that was at the same level as the ground.
Yeah. Well, they still deliver packages to those houses.
Huh.
You know what? I would buy one of those houses for sure.
You definitely need one. You sold. Definitely need one.
Sold.
So let me, can I tell you a story?
Yes.
I would love to give you an example that you could potentially use.
Yes.
It turns out that I am actually also an easy sell.
Hence the wonderful equipment we have for this podcast.
And
you texted me this. You're like, Matt, More Brewing is selling these for $50. Literally 2 seconds later, I was like,
you bought it.
I bought it.
Yeah. You're like, I needed it.
I need it.
Yeah.
For, you don't need that. What do you need that for? You look how beautiful it is.
It'll fit in my van.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Is,
sorry.
This is good. my longtime friend Jovan and I were at a mall one day. And this was obviously back in the 90s to early 2000s when there were malls.
Mm.
Right? Because now it doesn't really exist. So we're walking around and we see one of those kiosks in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
That always have like,
hey, trinkets.
Hey, try this thing. I think you're really going to like it. Yeah. Right. And it was this, like, those head massagers, which you probably
love. I have like at least two of them.
Great. And so they start putting this thing on our head, and oh, it felt so great.
Yes.
Right. And they're like, but check this out. We can also flatten this thing out, turn it into fingers, and like it turns into a back scratcher.
Oh, my goodness. Sold.
Done.
You had me. We're like, head scratcher. This is the best thing I have ever seen. That's everything.
Yeah. We were like, oh, the wives are going to love this. We're doing
Were you married at the time, though?
I was married. Oh. Jovan wasn't married, but he was.
But he still said the wives.
But he was with. So he said I think he probably said the girls because. He wasn't married yet, but it was his wife. It was his wife to be that we were spending time with. Yeah. So we were anyway. So we bring these things up. And now, Grant, like you said you have a few of these, yeah, right?
At least one.
They're what, like $5-6?
They're probably worth 5 cents.
Correct.
But I will pay what I need to pay to get one.
Whatever you need to pay. We were like, how much are they? And they're like, they're $20 a piece. And we're like, this seems like a no-brainer.
That's legit.
No-brainer.
That's cheap.
And then they're like, well, if you buy four,
oh,
it will give you all four for $40. We're like, oh my gosh,
sold.
It's
sold.
Doing this.
Easy, yes.
We're doing this.
Easy, yes.
Absolutely, we're doing this. We bring these things home, and we're like, check this out, ladies. We have got it.
One for each of you.
We open it up, and the minute it touches Amy's head, she curls up into a little ball, and she's like, don't ever touch me with that again. Ever.
Wow.
Hated it. But and we were left thinking, like, what? How could you hate this? It felt so good.
Yeah.
It felt so good. I now can't stand the feel of them. It just like
really?
It creeps me out. It's so cringy.
Send them my way, man.
Yeah. Well, you think we still have that?
I don't know.
25 years ago. Oh, okay. There's no way we have those anymore.
Probably all rusty.
We probably had to take them back because we...
Isn't that a walk of shame when you have to return something to the mall kiosk store?
That is the walk of shame.
I'm sorry. I said yes, but I should have said no.
I've got another one for you. Just popped into my head.
I believe it. I want to hear it.
Do you?
But this is the thing. Before you go into that, because I want to hear this other one. But like, it's an easy thing to say yes to because it just you justify it. Like we justify why we need things, and that's what I think is funny. Is like, what are the ways we can justify buying stuff, and how have we weaseled our way into like doing that? Especially when you get married, like, and it's both sides. Like, Madison can justify buying something just as much as I can. Now, hers usually makes more sense and actually is practical. But but I need the Oculus Quest, you know, virtual reality headset because I can, you know, do cooking lessons on there and probably maybe use it for something in the future.
Right.
Or, like, the big one would be, oh, well, I got, you know, you got four of those for $40. They were going to charge you one for 20. You can resell those, baby. Make a profit. We're in a business.
Yeah.
That never happens.
Never happens.
You open it, it breaks like 5 minutes later.
Because it turns out you're never as good of a salesman as the person who sold it to you.
That's very true. And it's sad because I run a business.
Mm. And Yeah, no, I get you. I get
what's your second story?
I was thinking about the second story. I don't know if it's as cool, but it certainly like speaks to the stupidity of buying things.
Well, like, what is the item that you bought?
I bought speakers out of the back of a van.
Wait, really, did you steal really somebody's big speakers, or did
really,
you
buy really big
giant speakers?
No brand name speakers. This guy at the bank, I stopped to grab cash at the ATM. He was posted up there.
Meanwhile, you're at the ATM.
He sees me bumping
out, like
he sees me bumping in my 1995 Nissan Altima.
Oh yeah,
maroon red, and nice. You know, and he's
the lady
like,
killer.
This guy,
that's called.
This guy thinks I got him. So I was like, hey, man, can I talk to you for a second?
This guy knows.
I've got these speakers.
He knows what he's doing.
These things are, they are fantastic.
Top of the line.
Yeah. These are $5,000 speakers.
Of course.
You can have the set for $200. I'm like,
well, I mean, that is, you might as well, he's losing money on this one for sure.
You know what? And no doubt about
how
that.
How generous.
So I go right back to the ATM. I pull out $200 and I'm like, Let's go.
Let's do this.
And I get home, and Amy, my wife, is like, so how much exactly? $200.
But
they're worth. She's like, how do you know that? Look, we probably had $300 to our name at the time.
Shh, honey. The men are speaking.
We had some manners.
We just lost all our female subscribers. Hey, it was a nice ride.
No, that is exactly how you don't get married.
Right.
That's exactly how it ends.
Right.
Is you just, shh, the men are talking. We will decide. She's like, we have $300 and you spent $200 on speakers.
You're like, correction, we have $100 because I just spent $200 on speakers.
Oh, talk about that walk of shame. Take him back. See if you can find the guy that's in a van.
How do you take that back?
You can't.
No, did you?
He's gone. Well, no, he's gone. He's not there anymore.
He's gone. He's probably at the nicest hotel in town. I'm sure you can find him.
I wasn't that that desperate to do it. But man, was that a sale? Was that a sale that I will?
He probably
never soon forget.
He probably bought a 10-pack of those head scratchers with all that money he gave.
I should have just traded him.
Look, I got 4 head scratchers. They're worth $80.
At least 80.
I'll give them to you.
I'll give you those and
150.
I'll give you those and $100, and we call this a day, right? We go.
It's even.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know what it is where I think it's part of it is I like to buy stuff. The other part is like I like a good story. I like when somebody's good at selling, and I think part of me wants to be like, yeah, mm-hmm. like you're doing a good job, man. Yeah, oh sure. Yeah. But then there's obviously you feel obligated and like you have a hard time saying no,
mm-hmm.
and that's dangerous.
Yes, not being able to say no.
Or like if you've kind of like invested time into like talking to somebody about a product, and you are genuinely interested, but like you're not really wanting.
I'm not there yet.
I'm not going to buy it now, but you are going to buy it now because you buy it now.
You feel obligated because he or she has spent all of this time explaining it to you. You feel obligated to at least close the transaction and hey, you did a great job.
Let's make a deal.
Let's do it. I think where you could go with this joke is the inability to say no.
Yes.
That one
I can't
would be,
say no.
I can't say no. I think that's probably nice. What makes it so easy to sell to you.
Anybody else feel that way? It's hard to say no. So there's the emotion. What's the emotion?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an easy sell because it's so hard to say no. Like, especially
I love that opening.
Yeah. Especially when it's something that is a good thing. Like, what are you going to say? Like, sir, this is the worst. We all see this when we go to the checkout line. Would you like to donate $5 to save the children fund or the food fund? And you're like, you hit no. How horrible do we all feel every time we hit no on that?
Yeah, I feel like every time I hit no, I feel like I have just ended a life.
Yeah, like please make sure you ring up my Snickers bar.
Right.
No.
Would you like to round up to feed the children?
No. Can I get an extra Snickers, please? Oh, for the children? No, for my fat self.
Would you like to round that purchase up?
Absolutely not.
No.
In fact, I will take the money that I would have rounded up, and I will buy another Snickers just to spite you, cashier lady. What's your name? Jan?
But if you could do that, you wouldn't buy the stuff that you buy. Which reminds me, I know you're working on your home theater. I have this amazing set of speakers at home.
You son of a... How dare you bring that up? This podcast is over.
I like where we're at.
Yeah.
I like where we're at. I think we should stick to that emotion of the inability to say no. That's fine. Yeah,
that's really good.
That's good. Well, I can good tell job. You what I'm not going to say no to.
This.
Another one of these. So,
yes. Cheers, brother. Cheers.
Good to see you.
Let's do another episode.
I'm done.
Okay.
Next time on Whiskey Bits.
Oh my gosh, it smells so good.
It's one of the most aromatic, one of my favorite aromatic whiskeys.
And it's not distastefully aromatic.
Ooh.
Mm. Ooh.
Mm. Ooh. Look at who has put on his whiskey pants. Look who
just showed up.
Okay.
So I said two big words in a row.
You did. Now, could you tell me what you smell?
I have no clue.
Hey, thanks for sticking around. That's it for this episode of Whiskey Bits. But if you enjoyed yourself, please like, share, and subscribe on your favorite platform.